What's up, guys? This is Caden Wagner, and you guys are listening to the one and only Conspiracy Beer Me.
Let's get this party going.
Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
I'm Sam Azani.
Yeah, what up, fellas?
Welcome.
What's up, guys?
To our weekly episode, and which we discuss the Chinese crackdown on sissies.
Is that what they call them? Is that a Chinese word?
Yeah, I think that's what they it's the how it translates best.
Oh, really?
Using gaydar.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
All right.
The history of gaydar, I think. Maybe that's what this is about.
The history of gaydar. Okay.
Look, all smash the like button.
Yeah, if you're watching this on YouTube, follow, subscribe, do all that crap.
I'm drinking a beer. I'm feeling good.
I'm about to take a double shot of tequila.
Ooh,
I'm
all out of tequila. Good tequila. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tequila.
tequila.
Yes. Also, sign for the Patreon. As always, the end of the month was a bloodbath because
animals.
I got to be honest. Patreon has given me an insight into the state of the average American's finances.
And, it's not good, right?
It's not good at any given moment.
I disagree. I think it's just expired cards.
Yeah, that I don't know.
Is that
imagine if I was Duke Energy though, you know?
Oh yeah.
I'm fucking
collecting. Let's start collecting.
That's what I'm saying. I'm about to go turn your power off. I'm about to go. Yeah. I'm going outside your house, going to the little Patreon meter, and I'm turning it off. I go, sorry, no more Patreon until you pay your bill. And they go, please, my family, we need to pay.
Do you think it's rejected because they're low on funds or rejected because the date expired?
I know. It tells me.
Oh, it tells you insufficient funds.
Yeah, we're a business, dude. I get all the credit card processing. It goes, this one's expired. This one has no funds. I go, all right, here's new month. Someone told us to be positive in the Patreon things. Instead of focusing on
the Patreon is super funds.
So where are we at this month? I would like, if we can get... Mm-hmm. We are at $776 per month, 162 patrons. What if we could get to 175 patrons by the end of October?
We can do that.
What about that? 100.
Sure. Give it a shot.
75. That's that is 13 more people to sign up.
What do
people get? They get access to me, my asshole. No, they get access to
bonus episodes.
Four bonus episodes a month.
Mm-hmm.
And they're arguably funnier or arguably more serious, if that's what you like.
Yeah, second, definitely more banter.
You get discounts on merch if you're a patron.
I guess
a year ago.
Yeah, I guess you do now out of Justin's cut of the Patreon.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
No, you get four episodes a month plus the back catalog of 125
some classics in
classic
there.
Classic episodes that have been put into the vault.
Check out the
financial reasons.
Episode.
And also, I'm starting to get nervous that I might have said stuff that is going to ruin my career.
Oh, you did.
So now
you
we are.
Did.
Sure.
So now those are. So now
so for
only
$5, you can go back
and
blackmail
my career.
Sam. Pretty cool.
Don't worry. You know who's the worst? You know who's torpedoing my career the most?
Yourself.
Me. you guys get it.
Yeah.
So yeah, sign for the Patreon. This month's goal, we're going to try to get over 175 Patreon subscribers. If we can get to 200, I mean, come on.
Why not?
What else we got to talk about?
Patreon of the week. We have one of those, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we
yeah.
do. I like this.
Speaking of Patreon. We have Patreon member of the week. And I just realized that it was sent via email and not via.
Oh, man. Well, while you're looking that up, let me just say we also have merch. Check out conspiracybeerme.com. We can click our shop link.
Sweatshirt weather. I'm back.
Yeah,
I'm back with my Conspiracy Beer Me sweatshirt, man.
If you click our link and you go to our page and you see nothing you want, if you buy anything on TeePublic, we will get a little bit of kickback from that. So feel free to go shopping for somebody else's merch. If you find a shirt that says Conspiracy Beer Me sucks, buy it. We might get a little money for it.
Yeah, money. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
We just want that cash.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Speaking of Patreon of the week, give it up for Caden Wagner,
love
formerly Cheyenne.
All right.
I always feel like I'm dead naming her, but that's what's in her. That's yeah, it. So it's in his.
That's what he sent.
God yeah. damn it. Now the Cheyenne threw me. His. Damn it. Now we got to. I have to kill myself. I have to commit. I have to commit seppuku outside of Elton John's house. anyway, Caden Wagner. He's a trans man from Virginia Beach, Virginia. He nice. Came out as trans this year, and he's never been happier. Good for you.
Yeah. Good for you.
Great.
I would argue.
Live he also, your truth.
He found the podcast this year, so I'm going to maybe say that maybe that's why he's never been happier.
I think so.
That yeah. it's the podcast and not him living his true self. Mm-hmm. That's probably 20%. And 80%
doesn't his
of it,
girlfriend hate you?
Can you let me do this? This is how I'm weaving.
I feel like you were dodging that.
A tapestry.
Yeah.
Dodging it.
Anyway, he's never been happier. He's been listening since the beginning of the pandemic.
Oh, nice.
Interesting time to come out as trans.
Mm-hmm.
During the pandemic? I guess you're faced with your mortality. You go, I'm going
to
be, if I'm going
to
get put on a ventilator, I want to be it as my true self.
Hell yeah.
Also, you get to stay at home.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, Caden's girlfriend, Brittany, stumbled on the podcast and introduced him to the podcast, and he's been listening ever since.
Nice.
She, on the other hand, stopped listening because I think she started to hate Sam. Ha, ha, ha. That's
come on,
quote.
Brittany. Come back.
When Sam didn't give a fuck what he said, but now thinks before he speaks.
Oh, no.
Parentheses, sometimes.
Oh, man.
sorry, Brittany.
Sorry, Sam's becoming a real boy that has a conscience.
I'm just worried about as the door of me having a real comedy career closes and the window that I will have to jump out of opens into a career in finance or HR.
Yeah. Yeah,
and man, that's a great man. Hold that thought today, because we're gonna be talking a lot
of window jumping.
My, I start to go. So Sam, we went with a different candidate, and you go, "Whoa, why? I'm more than qualified." They're like, "That's true, but also this," and then they play a clip from Conspiracy Beer Me,
mm-hmm.
and I go, "That's right. I guess I'll just be destitute." Yeah. Anyway, he's loved conspiracies for a long time, but he's a quote lazy sack of shit.
Oh,
and he's always too lazy to dive in and look up shit himself. So he appreciates our podcast. He loves all the riffs, even the riffs Sam can't sell, which I don't know why people need to do this to me. Sometimes he feels bad for Justin when he's trying to talk about stuff.
Thank you.
And Sam keeps riffing with Shane in the background, laughing, adding to Sam's jokes. But he feels like Justin knew what he was getting into, which I agree.
Absolutely.
He did know.
He did.
Favorite episodes are the Mandela Effect, Vegas shootings, Dark Web, Lizard People, and the one and only 9/11 special. He can't think of anything he'd like us to cover except maybe mermaids, mermen.
Ooh, yeah,
ooh, I forgot to run that joke.
Yeah.
Thank you. He'd like us to take another whack at the Illuminati, don't we all?
Oh yeah.
I found out?
If he wants us to do some live shows, come to Virginia, he said. He'd love to meet us at a show.
We can do that.
Which is us nothing but the best. And Sam, I hope things turn around for you soon. Is that the vibe I'm giving off of this? Probably.
Desperate.
Well, Caden.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast.
Thank you, Caden.
You're the best. You're a Patreon of the week. We love you. What were you about to say, Justin?
If you go to itanamuli.com,
yeah, you're going to need to spell that.
Well, it's Illuminati spelled backwards.
Oh, that's how they get
you're still going to need to spell that.
It takes you to the CIA's website.
Oh, fun.
Which is, man,
yeah,
that's
but anybody
great.
Can do that.
Oh, can you just
yeah, just a redirect.
Anybody can do that. You can buy a website and then redirect it to
yeah, like when whitehouse.com used to go to
my
porn.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's the NSA. Now I said CIA. It's NSA.
Oh, now you're on the list. Well, we're
yeah,
on the list.
Anybody
shit.
Can do that.
Yeah, so, well, that's cool, wow. man. Try that.
Ooh, my eyes got itchy.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you, Caden, for supporting
yeah, thanks,
the pod.
Thanks for watching live. We see you in the chat. So thanks for joining us.
You should join the Patreon. We have fun and, you know, it's just a good time. Yeah, let's get into it because there's some major news out of China recently.
Tanamoli.
China, in recent days, weeks, has been cracking down on homosexual men, particularly homosexual men.
I've been cracking into homosexual men.
Ooh, like a pistachio.
Well, it is not. I don't know how much you guys follow China, like the politics of China, but it's part of a broader crackdown, at least a tightening of the reins to some degree by the Chinese government.
You can't play video games now.
Well,
that's
with effeminate men in it.
No,
well, it's reduced to a number of hours a week.
A number of hours.
That's fun.
So the thing that China seems to fear the most is outside influence, Western style influence that can seep in through things like video games and social media influencers. So they did bring a bunch of video game creators, social media folks to whoever you go to in China. And they basically were like, you need to get this stuff out.
President Xi Jinping.
And one of the things they said was, you got to get all this homosexuality out. Like, you got to get all this. The word translates to sissy, but it's not just homosexuality, but it's effeminate sort of homosexuality in particular.
Yeah. Right? Like, even if you're a straight man, you can't be effeminate. You got
to
be.
Yeah. They don't want you to be
butch.
Right. Which I think is funny because I don't know how often you guys go to a gay bar. I mean, Sam, it might be more common in New York than Raleigh.
It's disgusting. Never.
I mean, yeah, like you know, too out with friends and people are like, hey, we're going to the gay bar. Last time I went, I was like, this is the burliest, manliest bar I've been to in like.
Was it bear night?
No, it was just a normal. Everybody had beards and flannels on and was gruff. And I was just like, you go to the straight bar and all the guys are like wearing tight, skinny jeans and long hair. And, yeah, it's reversing.
Crazy. Most of the bars here are sort of gay.
Mm.
I don't know. I feel like I don't think I ever deliberately. I feel like you don't really need to deliberately go to a gay bar here.
Oh, right.
And there's still, it's North Carolina, I would say.
In fact, you have to go to straight bars here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And they're secret. They're secret straight bars.
Oh, that's funny.
Where it's all a bunch of pasty straight white guys and we whisper racist stuff to each other. Oh, and a gay guy walks in, they go, shh. And then we start kissing each other to throw them off. Like, this is just a regular gay bar.
A normal
just
bar.
Like the other bars. Just a normal bar like New York. Quick, suck my dick so they leave. thought we were going to go check out a straight bar tonight. You know, we thought it'd be funny, kind of kitschy. You're like, not this bar.
Nope.
This isn't a sort of gay bar like every other bar in New York, right, Michael? And he's like, and then he's.
I have heard.
This is offensive.
It might be. it might be.
I have heard my gay friends.
I apologize.
My gay friends have complained that straight women have, in some sense, commandeered the safety of
gay
bars.
They
complain.
Straight white women are ruining stuff.
Also, a lot of times, straight white women will just slap a gay dude's ass or touch him and stuff, and it's like, that's not okay. It's not okay for you to do it to a gay guy. You don't do it to a straight gay.
Well, China has a complicated history with homosexuality, as one might imagine, because originally. In the
so does everywhere.
China's is weird because
it's more recent.
No, but well, China's in the 20s, 30s, when they were sort of embracing communism, that strain of early communism was very connected with free love and openness and a willingness to accept homosexuality in other life cultures. Right.
Oh, really?
Those things were seen as dogma promoted by a totalitarian capitalist state that
under communism, the genitals belong to the community.
Yeah, it's everybody's. Yeah.
Everybody's penis.
But I guess that's kind of what you're speaking to, Justin, right?
Right. Well,
people being divided, that's driven by
economic forces.
Yeah, that's funny.
Exactly. You just walk into commodify labor and things.
Right.
And walk into your neighbor's house who has a hot wife, and you go, well, we have to share all the resources. So I'm going to need to have sex with your wife because you can have sex with mine. We're like, nobody wants to have sex with your wife. She's ugly. Like, that's up to you.
That's how it works.
But she is available. to be used by the community.
Yeah, this is for the supreme leader.
So am I. But anyway, I will be borrowing your wife. Oh, so suddenly you're not into communism anymore. Okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
Pick them out. But yeah, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So
also, they could do that with the men too. It's not.
Communism, though, in China changed post World War II, where in the aftermath of the Cold War that ensued, China aligned itself with Russian communism, was heavily influenced by the Soviet Union. And in doing so, they sort of adopted the Russian disdain for homosexual men. I don't know if people know, but Russia has a horrific history with persecution, execution, and stuff with homosexuals. Okay. So China really kind of changed. And then eventually, 30 years ago, I mean, after about 30 years of stuff, China sort of had homosexuality wasn't forbidden. It was just sort of a quiet thing that existed in peace, and it was not a big deal. But now, President...
Does the dislike for homosexuality come from the fact that it's sex that's purely for the love of the game, and that's kind of goes against like a lot of religious stuff?
You know what it seems to be steeped in is this idea that men need to be warriors and ready to fight for their country, and that
guy and also do that too.
Well, that's where I think the misconception is, right?
Right.
The idea that like a gay man can't be an effective soldier is just ludicrous.
Yeah, it's
right?
Absurd.
The most put together uniforms.
This guy. This episode, we're gonna have three hot takes from non-gay men. This is gonna be great.
That's me on the Blue Collar Comedy Tour in 1990, opening for Larry the Cable Guy.
Perfect.
I guess a lot of it is like a lot of it was the religious organizations are like, people keep wanting to have sex instead of come hang out with us. So then they're like, oh, the only type.
But
of
again, communism sort of.
Oh yeah, communism is pretty anti-religion,
right?
Yeah, huh.
But it was definitely a sense that gay men are sissies, that it's a Western value. But again, my point is like, look, the American military is still the most formidable military in the world.
Yeah,
except for whatever aliens live under the ocean that are going to destroy us soon, and we have openly had gay members. We've had gay members for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Now they're just openly gay.
Right.
Right. So, and I don't know that any reasonable, military leader has come out and say that our military has been weakened by the presence of open homosexuality in our ranks. So I just think that's a misnomer, but that's what drove China and Russia to sort of, and the most recent crackdown, I think, is more about, is as much about stopping Western influence. Right. And I mean, I think you guys would agree that like the projection of Western male now is more on the spectrum of sexuality than.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think it just includes more. Yeah. It's just like the Western ideals include being that sexuality is a spectrum and that gender is a construct. Right.
Whereas the only color in China is red.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And
yes. the flag spectrum is just red.
So he has opened up an outright war on gay men,
it sounds pretty gay.
For it to bother you, yeah.
Well, you're like, I'm gonna go to war with these gay men. You're like, yeah, you are. Get them, and they're like, no, for real, I am. And you're like, oh, okay.
You got to respect this
like
kind
a
of
fun sex thing. And you're like, no, I'm going to persecute them. You go, okay, well,
okay, well, that's
don't
well,
do that.
Don't please.
So he said that we will no longer be bullied, oppressed, or subjugated by foreign countries. Anyone who dares to try to find their heads, who dares to try, will find their heads bashed bloody against a great wall of steel forged by over 1.4 billion Chinese people.
The president said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, way to go.
He said it in Chinese, though.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds better in the original language.
What do you think it sounded like when he said it?
Oh, I'm not going to do it.
Okay. I guess I'll do it. I'm just kidding. That's fine.
He called in broadcasters, social media influencers, and video game makers, and said that you must resolutely put an end to sissy men and other abnormal aesthetics, employing an insulting vernacular, which literally translates to girly gun, right? You don't want these girly guns. Girly guns.
Is it referring to the guys?
Yeah, girly guns.
They say like it's like call him gay, calls him girly guns.
Girly guns.
This guy seems gay.
I know, yeah. Right? Yeah, what the hell's going on?
I mean, I don't know, man. It just seems like he's gay.
That's the big con is he got caught.
Yeah.
He got caught with his boy lover.
Well, that's what happened.
He's
right?
Like, I'm not gay. Watch this.
His wife is like, I can't believe you slept with a man. And he's like, I don't like gay people so much. I'm going to round them up and kill them.
Yeah, this sounds like old Ladybug in Office.
Would a gay guy do that?
And isn't that like Hitler's whole dark secret is that he had Jewish mistress? Jewish? He was like, had a fetish for Jewish women.
Probably.
And so,
oh, dude, think about how hard. I mean, this is such a goddamn it. how sexually arousing to Hitler must it be and so taboo to have sex with a Jewish woman? And flip. Imagine being a Jewish lady and having sex with Hitler. Like,
I mean,
yeah, I wish I
that's a tough take.
The ultimate bad boy.
I'm not saying this is good. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying it probably.
Well, the number of times that like a serial killer.
Very taboo.
I mean, every serial killer ends up with a cadre of obsessed women.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
I mean, surely.
And men.
No, yeah, and men. So the way that they're figuring this out, right? China's like, we are going to crack down on homosexuals. And we're going to do this through an old tool. And what we're going to do is we are going to employ a facial recognition algorithm.
I was wondering how this gaydar would work.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. So they figured out an algorithm in order to detect your sexual orientation. And if they do, they're cracking down on effeminate gay men in China using this face thing.
Is it a face? So like, this is a horrible take too, but it's just like it sees a dick in your mouth and it's like, this one's gay.
Gay face?
Yeah, how's their gay face?
Yeah, okay. Look out. Listen, this is what our topic's about.
Where do they get the gay guys for the gay face?
Well, listen, it turns out that detecting homosexuals has been a goal of artificial intelligence-driven machine learning facial recognition systems for like 6 decades.
Really?
Like the powers of the world from Canada to the US, China, Russia, they have been so concerned about the influence of homosexual men in politics and government that they have been trying to solve the gaydar problem for 50, 60 years.
That's crazy.
And I just learned about this.
It's not really a dar.
A dar.
Well, because like a gaydar, when you say gaydar to me, mm-hmm. I imagine like a screen.
All right,
and
where
it's
you
green.
See him. Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's got like, a circle and the line's going boop.
Well, hold on,
this
because
is more
we're
of like gay facial recognition,
right?
Which I think is the same.
It's
thing.
It's like a radar identifies things.
Hold on, guys, it's surveillance.
Oh, it's surveillance. That's pretty.
It's not gaydar. It's more of a surveillance camera. Yeah,
well, let's do this.
Sam's
puns are the best.
Sometimes you really hit a winner on this pod.
Yeah,
because it's not really gaydar.
No, you're right.
Well, let's here's what we'll do. I'll give you the earliest successful attempt at a gaydar.
Okay.
Which is absolutely mind blowing.
Okay.
And then we'll pause from there and we'll have a word from our sponsor. And it might be a terrible segue. But we'll do it.
Don't worry, man. They don't seem to care that much.
All right. So the first attempt, successful attempt at a gaydar was in Canada. A Canadian professor in the 1950s built the world's first gaydar machine.
Okay.
And it has a horrifically politically incorrect name.
Okay.
Can you put it in the chat and then we can decide if we could say
okay. All right. I mean, we're going to end up saying it.
Oh, okay.
It's bad.
I have an idea of what it might. That's
funny.
That's worse than I thought. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, you were okay. Well, I thought, okay. I mean, okay.
It was called the Fruit Machine.
The Fruit Machine.
Okay.
Developed by Canadian Frank Robert Wake. It was able to. Wow. identify gay men. Now,
did you step into it? How what was the mechanism for
how does this
identify
work?
Your
look, it is a hilarious look back at scientific technology in the 50s. The subjects were made to view pornography with homosexual men in it, and the device measured the diameter of the pupils of the eyes, perspiration, and pulse to determine if you had erotic response, right?
But this is a gay, this is a gay test. It's not a gay, like, you, this would not be, like, you wouldn't be able to find gay guys out in the open with this.
No,
I mean, it's not,
but,
it's not
but,
useful for what you're trying to do.
Right.
Well, right. But this is the first.
It's the first. Yeah.
This is the 1950s version.
Also, this
isn't
like this. Also, this isn't even like that smart.
Like, I mean, you gotta start somewhere.
Like, we need to find gay. We need to develop a technology to find gay guys. You're like, well, what if we show people gay stuff, and if they like it, they will know they're gay. You're like, well, yeah, that's what being gay is.
Yeah.
And they're like, yes, and that's how we'll find them. You're like, but
yep,
that's
yep, your, it doesn't.
Yeah, well, this makes no sense. This is the yeah. this
well,
is
how the, about this? During the decade after this, is they subjected the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the military, and countless civil service. They put them through these tests.
Really?
And like 9,000 suspected gay people lost their jobs.
Holy shit.
Well, I think you get that's A, that's fucked up. But B, I feel like I. Just because your eyes dilate, it means you're gay.
So here's what happened.
I mean, if they're really going at it, I'm gonna be like, whoa, what's going on?
You sat in a chair that looked like a dentist chair.
Okay.
And then had a pulley with a camera that went towards the pupils with a black box located in front of it.
I got a better design for this when you're done.
Yeah, okay, me too. I got one
pictures,
as well.
And the pictures range from mundane photos, sexually explicit photos of men and women.
Okay.
Just put a button that's above their penis, and then if it gets hard, it turns the button on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't you sometimes get turned on both inexplicably, but at things that you're not, you're like, why am I getting hard right now?
Really, probably because you're kind of gay. Which is okay. Maybe. You could be
which is fine.
I'm fine being kind of gay.
They just need to give people massages, and if they're wiener by dudes, and if their wiener moves, that's the test.
Yeah, this is what Seinfeld. About the George Costanza machine?
Yeah, that's it. It's a George Costanza machine for sure.
Yeah, George Costanza machine.
it moved,
and then they fire you from being a Mountie. Yeah.
You know
which could you be? Which is a what a could there be a gayer name job that you're Mountie. Not allowed to be gay for?
Yeah.
What's funny, none of this is really funny, but I mean, they told people that it was a machine to rate stress. But eventually,
boner is a stress response.
Well, they're showing, they're like, don't these guys in the video seem pretty stressed?
the funny part of that is that once its real purpose became widely known, people are like, they're not checking stress. They're trying to find out if you're homosexual. Only the quote was after that only a few people volunteered for it.
Oh wow!
I get that most people didn't, but it's hilarious that some people are like, I don't care. Like I'll go. I'd like to know. Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Am I wrong? I feel like back in the 50s, without warning, showing somebody gay pornography is a very fast way to elicit a violent reaction at somebody.
You know,
think of like old 50s men being like, you show me this, and they're just like freaking out. I guess they're Canadian, so they're nice.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm always confused as to what I mean. I know a man having sex with a man is homosexual pornography,
right?
Sure,
that's for sure,
or you know, tasteful,
but like two women having sex together is somehow heterosexual pornography because men are aroused by it and they're looking at women.
I don't know. Do women like seeing two men together?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't listen to women.
I'm always confused about that because I feel like a lot of heterosexual pornography, meaning man having sex with a woman, is hyper focused on the phallus,
absolutely.
The penis plays. Like I even remember one guy used to say that whether you believe him or not, this is what he said: is that when he watched that kind of porn, he would put his finger over the phallus because he wasn't gay. He didn't want to see that.
Oh, that's weird. Really? I like to have a penis.
Yeah, but then you'd start getting turned on by fingers that you see.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
What looks like more like a penis than a finger? Not much.
I just think I don't know. I mean, call me crazy, but like, if you're looking at lesbian porn, grow up. What are you, fucking 14? Like, I've had porn for way too long, but I'm saying if you're getting turned on by two girls kissing, grow up, dude. I need a fucking cock in there doing some damage. I need, you can't, what kind of, am I crazy?
No, I mean,
you see a girl, two girls kissing in real life, you're like, oh, that's hot. But like,
I can appreciate,
like, if you're at home jerking off to like two girls, like, what are you fucking?
Yeah, the porn I like is the one labeled for women because it's more romantic and more.
I like mine else. That has 2,000 views because it's horrific. Yeah. And they're like, nobody wants.
I like gay porn.
And it's like, it's me.
I like man on man porn. Times. Because it seems it
remember
doesn't
you asked
have
if you were gay like 10 seconds ago.
But here's my point: is that I like it because it seems like the people involved, like, they just want to have sex, and there's a camera on. It doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't,
yeah, you don't have to be stuck in anything.
It doesn't have. Yeah, it doesn't have this forced. Fake, yeah, it's just like two guys are like, "You want to do it?" Yeah, and they're just banging.
It is weird. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm about to do a bit on the podcast, but the stuck and stuff porn is very strange.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to say.
Yeah. All that makes just confuses me as to what is the sexual spectrum.
What?
When it comes to porn.
I don't like that it implies that guys are just waiting for somebody to be trapped and then they'll rape them.
Right.
That that is the implication of stuck and
sells,
stuff porn.
Apparently.
Is that at any moment, a guy is just one woman getting stuck in a futon away from committing one of the worst crimes imaginable.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, well,
that's
she's
thing.
Stuck. What else am I supposed to do? You're like, I don't know, not that.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to have sex there until she gets loose. And it's like,
that
well,
being
that's
said,
a crime.
I do. That being said, I have masturbated to this type of pornography. I am but a man. I am but a simple man being fed a Pornhub algorithm that is slowly dementing him.
Yeah.
Well,
speaking
I think
of
one thing we could
dementing yourself.
Yeah. And speaking
let's
of,
let's get a little distance from that riff and we'll do this fucking ad read.
Okay. Well, this early attempt at detection of homosexuals using some sort of scientific and computer and methodology has blossomed over the next 50, 60 years.
Okay.
And in fact, last year, Vladimir Putin's top lieutenants hosted a session with none other than Michael Kaczynski.
Are his bottom lieutenants working on the same thing?
Dang.
Oh, got him. Okay. Keep
well, Michael Kaczynski is a controversial, if not revolutionary, AI, artificial intelligence psychologist, who believes that current AI facial recognition algorithms and software can and does detect character traits such as sexual orientation.
I was gonna say, you don't even need to do face, you could just do it off of like scan some
behaviors,
Instagram shit, and you'll figure out they're gay.
Well, that's really astute.
Did they watch the Tony Awards?
Do you remember? I don't know, you may recognize Michael Kaczynski's name as the researcher whose groundbreaking research gave rise to the company known as Cambridge Analytica.
Oh,
I know those guys.
Upstanding citizens.
Quick refresher for those who don't remember, Cambridge Analytica was an organization that used Facebook data to build a very, very accurate personality profiles of virtually every user on Facebook, and then targeted certain ads in 2016, which, depending on who you ask, some people would say that's exactly why Donald Trump won the White House, because they were able to build these profiles and target people with disinformation campaigns. So,
what about that information campaigns? Thank you, everybody. That's all my time.
Yeah, this and that.
And he's a somewhat terrifying figure, Michael Kaczynski.
You know what else is terrifying? Shaving your nuts with something that isn't a Manscaped mower.
That's right.
Tell
Incredible
us about
segue.
The Manscaped mower.
Yeah, tell us about it, Sam.
Let me tell you, this episode of Conspiracy Beer Me is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code CBM20 at manscaped.com. That is CBM20 at manscaped.com.
Hell,
let me tell you
yes.
a little bit about this fucking lawnmower guy.
Let's hear it.
Have you ever been like, man, these things that I shave my nuts with, what if they were built to last with the most premium of engineering?
Right, like stuff from concept. the '50s where it's not obsolete in like a year. You know?
Right.
Yeah, what's that planned obsolescence? No, these things last.
Now, the Lawnmower 4.0 is a sleek, well-designed, optimized trimmer that makes shaving time your favorite time in the bathroom. It's up there. It says makes your favorite time. It's up there with taking a dump.
It is. It feels
pretty
good.
It's neck and neck.
Yeah, it vibrates.
I'm not going to lie and say it's my favorite, but because I do enjoy taking a dump. But it is neck and neck. Trimming your balls is scary. It can be.
Mm-hmm.
Can be very frightening. You go... Yeah. This is the most important part of my body. Take my eyes, take my nose.
You think
take
the
my
balls?
Mouth, take...
No.
You are ruining my fucking goddamn Henry.
Let me tell you this. I was in the shower yesterday using it, and I was like,
obviously the balls are not the most important part of your body, but we're selling a ball trimmer.
Yeah. So I look. Oh. So it's one thing that's great about this trimmer. It's got a battery indicator.
Your brain is the most important part.
It's got a battery indicator, and I was like, I have been shaving my nuts and halfway through had the battery run out, and then you got to go in public with like half a mustache, and that's embarrassing.
That is true.
Why are your balls in public?
That is true. That is a crime. You
never gone
arrest.
To a wedding and taken a picture with the free camera?
I hate when my balls are half shown. I got to be honest, Justin. Everybody's laughing at me.
What? Justin, I got to be honest. Why do you decide to do devil's advocate during the one part of the podcast that earns us money? It just seems like a very, very bad spot to be doing devil's advocate. Anyway. Yeah.
All
right. I've definitely nipped a nut. By the way, you can have that for free, Manscaped. Yeah. You ever nicked a nut? Anyway. but now with the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0, it is engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer, using intelligent functionality and incredibly comfortable grooming experience. The fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe trademark technology. I feel more confident than ever shaving my boys, which is weird because it sounds like I might be meaning like anyway.
Right. Yeah. You're not shaving boys.
Yeah, we're not shaving boys. Yeah, I'm shaving my boys.
Your
my
boys.
Nuts.
Different. It's different.
So the new upgraded trimmer has a lot of new functionalities. It's got a new multifunction on and off switch that you can use as a travel lock, so it won't accidentally activate in your bag. It also comes with a 4000K LED spotlight, so you can be able to see what's going on. Some of you guys are a little chunky, you know, and you got like you need a flashlight down there. You're blocking out the sun. Comes with a different guard length, sizes 1 to 4, you know, whatever you're feeling, you know. In the winter, you keep a little extra, stay warm. In the summer, you go fucking completely smooth as an egg.
Mm-hmm.
It charges wirelessly. It's got you put it in the cradle using electromagnetic induction. It charges it, which can help the battery last longer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it. Some of you guys have been shaving the same nut trimmer on your face, and it's disgusting.
That's gross. You smell like balls. You smell like old balls.
And then you know what happens? You shave your nuts and your taint, and then you shave your face, and then your lady or man gives you a kiss on the lips or in the face, and then they get E. coli.
Yep, right down your mouth.
Because they got your butt on there. Anyway.
Yep.
So get a specialized thing. Shave your face with your face shaver. Shave your nuts with your nut trimmer. I found
a great use for it on Wednesday. I put my cat down on Wednesday, and I had someone come to my house to put my cat down. And we're like, can we have some of his fur? And so they broke out a little shaver and shaved some of his fur off him. I was like, that needs to be a Manscaped because she could have done a better job with that thing.
That's a
missed opportunity right there. That should be a catscaped.
Anyway, we're almost done. So listen, get your own Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 and make me time the best time and enhance your confidence with some nice smooth nuts. So with the code CBM20, you get 20% off and free shipping. That is CBM20. for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. So that's get 20% off and free shipping with the code CBM20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use CBM20. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Oof, we did it.
Oof, that was a long one.
Yeah.
That was good.
I'm going to be editing a lot of that.
Well, thanks. Back to
when did we find out? We'll talk about it.
Okay. We'll talk about
Mikhail,
it.
Mikhail Kosinski was summoned to give a presentation to Vladimir Putin's top military lieutenants and the prime minister of Russia about his newest invention, which is a facial recognition algorithm that uses advanced technology, including your basic camera surveillance out there, and can pinpoint and identify homosexuals based upon face. Presented with two pictures,
okay,
one of a gay person, the other straight, his algorithm was able to distinguish the two in 81% of cases.
Wow.
For men.
I feel like I could do better.
Probably.
Well, human judges, by contrast, only successful 61% of the time.
Oh, really?
Okay, maybe not.
Well, that's when like the when algorithm, they have a mouse does a chooses stocks and they do better than people.
Yeah. Well, the algorithm, when shown five facial images, so five pictures of you, it's successful. Its accuracy increased to 91% of the time.
Holy shit.
And so he did this research and Russia was like, we want to buy this. I did find
it
funny.
What a waste of fucking money.
I did find it hilarious that when he came out with this, published this paper, first of all, horrific backlash from the academic community.
Oh yeah, sure.
I mean, especially gay rights groups who were like, one, your methodology is flawed and it's dangerous, and two, the fact that you're peddling it to Russia is incredibly morally irresponsible.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of these people that's like, he bristles against the idea that he has any sort of moral.
Oh, like a Steve Bannon.
Yeah, he's very much like that. He said, I can be very upset about us losing privacy, but it won't change the fact that we already lost our privacy and there's no going back without destroying this civilization.
Crazy.
So he's just like, I don't care.
I mean, he's right.
Yeah. But the other thing I found funny is that he had to shut his email down because he got just a deluge of emails from people that were confused about their sexuality and wanted him to run five pictures through his machine.
Really?
Tell him if people were fucking with him.
It feels like they were fucking with him.
It might have been. That's like I bet some people want to know. Remember those guys that were like,
oh yeah, the
took over the, that the Bundys or whatever their name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, and was it Colorado or somewhere out there where they like
somewhere where they over took over like
federal
a
federal ranch or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, and then they just like the people just sending them dildos.
Awesome.
I feel like if you are reaching out to somebody to run pictures through the gay machine to see if you're gay,
you're probably gay.
Probably gay.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Okay. I don't.
Just you're that unsure about your if you're that unsure about your sexuality to the point where you're like, can you run me through the gay machine? You're like,
you know,
you're probably just gay. It's fine.
I think that it's easy in our day and age when homosexuality is, at least compared to when I was a child, it's much more tolerated and open,
right.
And at least open homophobia and persecution is. Something that will, if nothing else, lines you on TikTok and you're going to lose your job and be shunned publicly. But anyway, I think it that some sense sweeps a little bit away the sort of tension that certain people feel about coming to grips with their own sexuality.
All right. Sure.
So that's for religious reasons or personal reasons. I mean, one of my wife's best friends, it took her decades to just finally come out as a lesbian woman just because, like, as a little girl, her dream was to be married and have a, like, you know, that quaint husband and like wife. And then she just had to sort of mourn that image of herself because it's just not how she was born. And so, like, I could see where someone would say, like, maybe if this computer algorithm can tell me I'm not gay, I can finally commit.
Oh, right. Yeah, that makes sense. I think it's probably the bravest thing you can do is come out. So I think that it's got to be incredibly difficult to do that. So if you're like, well, I don't know if I want to come out, and if this can prove that I don't have to, then
that's what I'm saying. Up, yeah, you know? I mean,
yeah.
But it turns out that this idea of the thing that I think was most interesting to me, is that he got blasted for this. And his point was, why are you blasting from this? I had a question. Can a computer algorithm using face detection software, can it accurately determine whether someone is gay or not? And what I found was yes.
Yeah.
It can do it much better than human. I was shocked at how surprisingly easy it was. People's problem with it was it seemed like an ancient practice. I'm going to forget the name. Is it physiognomy?
I don't know.
It goes back to Greek times where
is this a skull thing?
It is part of the skull thing.
That's
phrenology. Phrenology is the skull.
Phrenology is the skull thing where they're like, oh, their skull's a different shape, so they're not as smart.
Right.
Yeah.
That's phrenology.
People have said that physical characteristics reveal psychological and personality traits. Mm-hmm. Right. So, like, here's a simple one. People see a guy with a big forehead like Shane, and they're like, that dude's really smart.
Yeah, that's the correct answer.
Yeah, you're with Shane on the big forehead example.
No, I mean,
you were the obvious example, Sam. Yeah. But
go with the bald guy; it's better. It feels better.
Yeah,
you don't have a big forehead; you're just bald.
Yeah, I mean, I did have a big forehead before I went bald, for sure.
You have a big forehead, Sam.
I have a huge forehead. It sucks. And I'm a fucking idiot too. So it's really, you go big forehead. You must be smart. Wrong again.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but that's the problem.
Nothing but farts, dude. Just fart jokes.
But that is the problem with this pseudoscience, if you will, is that people think that certain physical traits lend themselves to certain character traits, and that's problematic, right?
Yeah.
Now,
it's got to suck to be doing science, doing pseudoscience the whole time, and you think you're doing science.
Yeah, that's got to suck.
The first, you think you're doing real science. And someone goes, this guy's doing pseudoscience. You're like, wait, what?
Wait, what?
Yeah, you've been doing pseudoscience this whole time. I've been doing pseudoscience? I was pretty sure I was doing science this whole time. And yeah. Nope, pseudoscience.
No. God, what the bitch?
That go to Wake Forest University for pseudoscience?
I got a PhD in pseudoscience.
You got a pseudo-PhD.
Yeah, I got a pseudo.
It's a P-PhD.
If you ever want to see this in reality, there is a company based, it's an Israeli-based company called Faceception, which takes Kaczynski's.
It's a horrible name.
Yeah, it is.
They take traditional machine learning classifiers, couple them with a facial recognition software, and they are able to build profiles and identify certain people based solely on images of their face, including people with high IQs, professional poker players for casinos who want to trap people that are potentially exploiting weaknesses in the casino's gaming. They can identify terrorists. They can identify academic researchers. They can identify all types of personalities.
How do you identify a terrorist? This seems like a slippery.
Yeah, it does seem like a slippery. Facial recognition, they'd probably be like, Yeah, I'm not gonna go down this path.
This might be a bad idea.
Here's what I think is interesting. So, like, if someone works out one arm, their arm's gonna get big. If you are a PhD in neuroscience, your face is probably gonna move a certain way when you're thinking about neuroscience. Does that mean that your face shows that it's a neuroscience face? Is that how they're basically doing it?
Squinting?
Yeah, you're always like, what's this about?
You're thinking.
So Sam, this gets to your question earlier.
Why even? You just need to know people. You just gotta fucking have at. You just get. You can find out. Tell me your Instagram handle.
Yeah, it seems easier with Instagram.
And then Instagram's let me give you
practical solution in terms of Faceception and how their software works. And again, you can go to Faceception's website, and it will scare you in the way that it scared me. But you know, I went the last time I went to a. I took my kids to get vaccinated. I had to go into a medical facility near my house, the hospital, like an ancillary building to the hospital. And you guys have probably seen that. Like, we walked in and there's a security guard there. And as everyone's walking in, he's got a giant computer monitor, and hovering above all of our heads is our temperature.
Yeah. Really?
Have you seen that? Where they like remotely scanning your body temperature using a thermal radar that just like basically tells. So he
puts it on
anybody that's above a certain level, he's like, hold up.
Like, they shoot him.
Yeah. Just you're out. Like
they attach well, to a gun and they go.
Well, that's how faceceptions works. But right. as you're walking, say, through an airport terminal,
yeah,
like it's just there. Like it's just like hovering over you is like, you know, passenger. And then it's like terrorist. And then somebody comes up and says, hey, mister, would you please come with us? And it somehow detected you. Mm-hmm. Right. And then again, put it into, you know, a repressive regime like Russia. That's like, we want this stuff running. If anybody walks in the building that's homosexual, we want to know. Or China, right? Right. We want to know anybody that's a homosexual. We want to know anybody that's got dissident thoughts. Like, can you do this? And all these companies are doing is like, yeah, we can detect anything using machine learning and facial recognition software. We can build these categories, right? These classifiers, and we can find these people. And whether that's screening or surveillance. Or, I mean, if you want to use it, I mean, salespeople are using it, you know, just to like, you know, to like, you have this audience and you're like, we want to sell to this type of customer that's at this, like, you know, this event, right? So we want to tap into the surveillance cameras and we want you to find us people that are wealthy, that are interested in vacations, right? Find us stressed people, right?
You know, it'd be kind of fun. What if they did the what if they did the reverse? What if they like took like a product and they used an AI to generate what the average customer looked like visually?
Oh, they could do that for sure.
They could definitely do that.
I mean, we've
can.
Done that for years with like profiles without the face. I mean, we do that marketing
wanna,
all the time.
Because then I want to look through and just find guys like me that are just buying, beating off the 2000 view porn and buying video games for their Nintendo Switch. And they go,
I mean,
that's
me. I did one of these for our listeners.
It's like the gif of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's pointing at the screen. You got
this. Yeah, I just watched that movie for the first time last night.
Describing a gif.
Yeah.
The worst fucking comedy ever.
The other startling, this calls back to something Sam mentioned earlier. The most startling application of this technology, which I did not know, and it's so controversial that in recent time, like in the last 6 to 12 months, it has somewhat fallen out of favor, is in hiring practices. So most large corporations, and I'm talking about the largest corporations in the world, their HR is just, it's impossible for them to find candidates that work. And part of that is just a massive amount of people that send in applications and come in for interviews that try to get from the early stages to like, this is the right candidate.
Right.
And also to make sure that like, I don't know if you guys have ever looked at like a big corporation's HR, but like your initial screenings are not for a specific job. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to end up, once you get to a certain level, they might place you like, we think you would work well with this team or that team and that. So the software like HireVue is one that it dissects the tiniest details of a candidate's facial responses to questions, eye contact, perceived enthusiasm. And after like an interview or a screening, it sends out a report about the person's personality and characteristics.
Maybe I'm a privileged guy, but don't work there.
Yeah, don't work at that place.
Work. You don't want to work at that
place.
But some
people need jobs.
You want to work at the place where they scan you during the goddamn interview to see if you start sweating and they go, he seems nervous.
Yep, he's
gay. Put him in the meat. Put him in the grinder.
Man,
yep.
I don't
What's know. Crazy, Sam, is you don't need to be worried about the back catalog of episodes because they can just scan you and know you have a conspiracy.
That's exactly right.
That is a pseudo-racist.
Amazon just scrapped their program because they set it up, they trained it out, and they're like, all right, the computer's going to tell us who to hire.
Fire everybody.
No, it was only hiring men, which is hilarious.
Oh, that's crazy.
Disproportionately hiring men. So they were like, all right, we got it.
Sounds like it's working.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
I don't know. Is it for warehouse jobs?
No, it's just for all their jobs.
For everybody.
This is not, if it was this for is, warehouse jobs, you go, I mean,
this is just what big companies were using was like, we're going to apply, you know, machine learning.
Well, also big this
companies
stuff.
Like Google, Facebook, Amazon, Walmart, all of them were using these high-end.
Well, probably because the AI is using the model of existing people that work and for time immemorial.
right,
men have worked. So it goes, right, obviously it favors the men in the AI because the AI is like typically, well, men work.
Right, right.
Which is like, where, also, that's where you get the recursive issues of like, right, why AI is bad.
But also these things don't recognize black people, or they don't recognize minorities. Yeah, like my doorbell thinks my sister-in-law is my wife.
Oh, that's funny.
And I'm like, that's not. Let's get this figured out. But yeah. I mean, there's tons of occurrences like this.
Yeah, like the black guy sits down for the interview and the AI is like, why are you interviewing a ghost? There's nobody here.
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah, I mean,
that's why Tesla cars hit people. People were black. They started hitting them because they didn't know how to build them to recognize black people. Yeah,
like the Tesla just hits black people. Like, look, it sounds like it's racially. It sounds like a racist thing, but it's just because we didn't have it recognize black people. Like, that is racist. You're like, but it's not like racist in the way you think. It's not like deliberately hitting the black people. No, it just doesn't see the black.
It's just I'm not black, and I programmed it to recognize people like me. Yeah. And it's like, well, this is cognitive bias. This is not look, those.
I don't know if you guys have heard like places where they're doing a lot of self-driving car tests. These
people just getting nailed, dude. It's hilarious.
Well, what they do is these guys that hate Tesla or just want to see it fail, they would just go and put a sticker on a stop sign, which apparently is just enough to throw the thing off. And so they like would do that, and then like the thing wouldn't recognize a stop sign, and they were just blowing through stop signs and killing people.
Crazy. Yeah, I would dress up like a tree and then stand in the middle of the road and get hit, and then pick up the tree costume and go, see, what a piece of shit.
Yeah,
and like, you know, it has cameras on it, record the whole thing. You're like, oh,
self-driving cars lose their mind on Halloween. They're just like, I don't know what to do.
Well, yeah,
a lot of Teslas think the moon is a yellow light.
Do they really?
Yeah, so like a lot of times, like the moon will like be in the horizon, and then like the car will just keep like slowing down, and they're like, no, it's not a yellow light, it's the moon, and the car's like, slow down, it's a yellow light.
Yeah, physiognomy. Okay. I know I had it in my notes. Physiognomy is.
You think people would pay for me being the voice of the Tesla car?
Yes.
Doing that voice where it's like slowing down. It's a yellow.
You know,
light.
You could do
it's
that.
The
There's
moon.
A company that you can customize your Android or iPhone voice.
I would love how not.
You only have to record 56 words. It's ridiculously a small amount of words.
I will have achieved full narcissist when I replaced all of my smart home assistants with my own voice. It's like, hello, Sam. Yes, Sam. Yes. Please put down a reminder for today. No problem, Sam. By the way, you are the funniest person ever. Like, thank you, Sam.
let me just, Howard I know Hughes,
we're 2021 we're, Howard Hughes.
We're approaching the hour.
Yeah,
so let me just,
I got to piss.
Let me just say this.
Well, you get hired by Amazon.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's part of the interview at Amazon. They like put they see how well you could piss in a Gatorade bottle.
Yeah.
You know, the let me start with what I think is like the most useful application of this type of stuff, and then explain why I don't like it. Like this idea that like somebody says, listen, our software is so good that we can spot terrorists before they ever cause it's 90% plus percent accurate.
Minority Report.
Yeah. And you're like, well, yeah, that's fine until somebody decides that someone like homosexual men are also a threat to our society. Or if homosexual men can be a threat to a society, then straight white men can be a threat to a different society.
Right.
Or you can flip phone. And so this idea of physiognomy has been controversial because it's not just that we can discern character traits from people's physical face. It's that certain character traits are favored over others. And therefore we can use these type of systems to attach value to certain types of people. And then that really problematic because of who controls that.
Well, China's already doing that. They have that social value scale, which are raised and every person has a score and I don't know if you get to know your score or not, but it'll affect your hiring status, your loan status, everything based on like, you know, if they catch you playing video games too long, you'll drop on the scale. It's a crazy thing that you should definitely look into if you don't know about it.
You know, if you find yourself in a disfavored class of people and you say, when you walk outside your home, you have to be careful to act straight because they're rounding up homosexual men. Well, then the algorithm will pick up on people that are acting straight versus that are straight, right? There's just something about, you know,
There's a bunch of people walking down the street just yelling, "I love pussy." What is going on?
These guys are all wearing these pussy hats.
Yeah, what is this?
Remember those pussy hats that didn't look like a pussy at all? They were just
pink.
Yeah,
I don't know what kind of pussy.
I'm like, I don't even think that's
the right
color.
It confused me because I was like, maybe I don't know what a pussy looks like. it's all the women wearing the pussy hats.
I know. I was like, I'm supportive, but I don't never seen one that looked like that.
Well, you go like, surely they would know what it looks like. And then I'm like, I don't know what a fucking pussy looks like.
Well, maybe it's how like men always think their dicks are bigger than they are. They look better than they do. And then maybe that's like.
It's the opening. Maybe it's the opening of the hat that looks like a pussy.
Oh, so like they're birthing themselves from it.
Is it right? That's a big pussy. Like a.
Well, I mean, obviously it's hat size.
Exaggerated.
It's
shape. It's like those bachelor parties. You don't have normal size penises.
I'm not saying I was confused by the fact that it's much bigger than what I. But I'm saying
it doesn't look like it.
It doesn't resemble.
No.
Oh, okay.
And also, they made them all pink. It's like there's multiple colors for these things.
Seems like you should at least have some ear flaps based on what I've seen.
Seems like a very white woman thing. I'm gonna make these pink because that's what mine looks like.
All right. Well, then let's. Final thoughts, anybody?
This is dangerous. This is very dangerous for all the reasons we talked about today. One, because, you can stop people from getting loans, from getting jobs. I think we should all be Amish, honestly. I want to build a barn with people and stop social media, all of this.
You're right, Shane, that I hadn't thought about that if a sentient AI were to, hack this system, which seems pretty likely, that people that are not sheep, right? The people that are critical thinkers that might actually catch on to this would be the first people they would try to eliminate.
Oh yeah, totally.
Right. And that's, it's like, we don't want free thinkers. We want people that'll just kind of go along with the system.
Right. Because it makes some money and it keeps the system alive.
Yeah.
The weird thing about the AI stuff is that a lot of times the AI is not able to articulate why it arrived at the decision it arrived at.
Right.
Doesn't need to articulate it.
But it should.
It should
have to articulate it. Because then the problem is like now you just have this black box making decisions and it's like, well, why did it think I'm a terrorist?
I understand.
And you go, or you're like, well, it does. And you go, well, I would like to know how it arrived at that decision. And I think that's where like a lot of the messy stuff comes to this, where it's like, because especially when you couple the facial recognition stuff, because like it is possible if you fed every face into the if you fed enough data into an AI, every face, every person on the planet into an AI, and then you also fed it in their gender or sexual identity into that as well, the AI would be able to figure out a model that is pretty accurate in determining whether or not somebody is. But the issue there is that it's not going to be able to explain why. And the AI is not even going to know why. It's like, we just know that when we use this data, we just saw a pattern. We don't know what it is.
Well, that's what happened with the homosexual thing. He's like, I don't know why it's so good, but it's obviously good at it.
Right. It knows how to do it. And that's like that's the big thing with a lot of the machine learning stuff is like, it's figuring out shit. You're programming a computer to learn how to figure out shit and just recognize patterns in a way that the human mind can't.
Right.
Mainly just because the human mind can't parse that amount of information. I think you just, because it's like, it's weird because it's an extremely useful technology for a lot of things. Like, I mean, like as many applications when it comes to like, medical, like genetic issues and like all these things that we just like, we're not able to conceptualize data on this level. But yeah, I think the problem is when you start applying it to like, how can you predict human traits?
Right.
I think there needs to be like accountability for like, all right, you need to be, these AIs not only are able to make decisions and make calls on stuff, but it needs to be able to articulate how it arrived at it.
Right. I think what we need to do as a people is start just doing our best to confuse it. Like, I think straight people need to act gay according to the algorithm. I think gay people need to act straight or whatever. I think everyone should act as crazy as possible to throw this thing off.
The weird thing is to get to a point where it wouldn't even be.
Right.
But the thing is, it wouldn't even be going off of the way you're acting at a certain point.
Right. Because it would be like your Instagram feed.
It would just go off. Yeah. It just like knows. Like it's like that same shit where it's like Target can predict. This is the example I use all the time. The Target can predict when people are pregnant at a higher accuracy and a much earlier
pickles and ice cream.
Based on their purchasing history than like, you know, any other thing. And they don't even know why, like, they didn't even ask it to do that.
No,
it was
just
giving. It was just giving women
more data.
It was just giving women ads for stuff like a fucking stroller, and they're like, "I'm not pregnant," and then they go take a pregnancy test, and like, "I'm fucking pregnant."
It is terrifying when
it's crazy.
Social media gives you something that you're like, "I haven't spoken, thought, or done anything about that." Why is
right?
I think what's really scary about it is that existentially, it just shows that we're not actually that interesting, and that we're not that complicated as a people or as an individual that.
Sort of
behavior.
Like chess. Computers figured chess out. They're like, actually, it turns out to not be a very complicated.
Yeah, game. That our behaviors are just not inherent. We like to imagine that we're unique and interesting, but our behaviors are fairly predictable very predictable in a very simple way.
Right.
Yeah. And so no, there's no such, you know, we're not unique or special at all, guys.
Nope.
No, that's right.
Sorry, everybody.
I don't know. But we shouldn't be. I don't know. But God forbid, cops have to do any labor. God forbid that people have to actually do their job and do an investigation. They're not making up AIs to make my job easier where it's like a little bot that's like Italian guy voice, say it like an Italian guy. Like I have to do, I got to put all the legwork in myself.
That's right. Sam's getting olive oil ads for a lube.
Well, I think that's our show, man. Very interesting topic.
Yeah. Scary. That's a weird thing.
Keep your eyes open out there or keep them shut because you might be watched.
I think what's even scarier is it's probably happening in our country just as much and we're just not as vocal about it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they use facial recognition stuff in airports.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do. Right. And with the police.
They just put it against a database of like, should you be flying?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
I'm Sam Azzani.
Peace.
Bye.